Hello, this is Red Radio with your host, Tori Belliacci.
And me, Chris. Woo!
And he's Chris, the annoying sounding one with no middle name. Hopefully, with the crazy technology we now have available, known as MSN with voice, he may actually take part in some of our little podcasts sometime now.
Yeehaw!
Okay. That is quite yiff.
So, what's going to be the first track, Sean? Is it going to be something really cool?
Oh yes, the first track. Well, to start off the show, I'd like to say... love you, Jace. Yes, I just wanted to say that first. Okay.
And also I want to say, hello, Jace. I am the voice of the guy you was talking to the other day in the Sean, Jace, Chris convo.
Yes.
Now... maybe Jace can make an appearance on the radio station someday.
I don't know whether he has a microphone. He does voice posts on LiveJournal, but that's because he has a phone. Okay. I'm just looking through my track collection. Let's see. Oh yes, remember we only play obscure music now. And what's with this? What's going on? Okay, okay, obscure music. Hunter Curry Superstars, GM Babies, we already did Park and the Space Goats. Chris, can you recommend any obscure music I may have on my computer?
Let's see.
That's Moscow. Not music. I know, Moscow. I just saw that. We got Moscow. So,
yeah,
wow, we're already 2 minutes 30 in.
Ooh.
Oh well, this is Genghis Khan, or Genghis Khan, I don't know how you pronounce it, with Moscow, whatever. Okay, so due to technical problems, we cannot actually bring you Genghis Khan's Moscow. Therefore, we shall be instead playing Micah's Grace Kelly, which isn't exactly as obscure as I hoped, but it's a very funny song because he has a very high voice, which is very stupid when it comes to the fact that he's a man. Yes, Chris is back. Anyway, coming up now is Grace Kelly by Micah.
I want to talk to you.
Yes, he wants to talk to you.
The last time we talked, Mr. Smith, you reduced me to tears.
Jim.
I promise you it won't happen again.
Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, just I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try?
I try to be like Chris Kelly. Were too sad, so I tried a little Freddy. I've got an entity in mind. I could be brown, I could be blue, I could be violet, I could be high, I could be perfect, I could be anything you like. Gotta be green, gotta be mean, gotta be everything more. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me? Why don't you walk out the door?
Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me? Why don't you walk out the door?
You talk. I have to talk important matters on YIM! Exclamation mark.
YIM?
YIM. Yahoo Instant Messenger.
Ah, you've got Yahoo Instant Messenger.
Well, no, I just use Trillion.
Oh. That's good. So, what's with all the global warming nowadays?
Oh, Lord, not global warming. Stop, don't mention global warming. I'm the one who walks home from school thinking, oh my god, we're killing the world. Oh, what the hell, oh my god,
They say the world is getting warmer, but we are getting colder.
That's just
what
Europe, because we're killing the Gulf Stream.
I
don't mind, I'm about to eat some Wrigley's Extra.
I just want to make a shout out to all my friends and the rule, man, and a shout out to all my other friends in MSN, dude. Whoa, hi everyone.
That was Chris there, talking random, like he does.
Woot.
Yes, woot.
Was it pronounced what?
No, it's pronounced woot.
Good.
Get it right next time, jerk ass.
Maybe we should start.
I know, yes. Let's talk about the news. I have a newspaper in front of me. First up, NTL relaunches at Virgin Media this week, in other words, tomorrow, marking a key stage in the battle for Sky for control of the digital home. Which is true, because the new service will offer the aptly named 4Play. You can get TV, broadband, mobile, and fixed telephone lines in one service, which is better than what Sky does, because they only do TV, internet, and telephone.
Oh, sorry, I'm supposed to be
Chris, stop being too funny. I'm supposed to be the funny one.
Shut up.
No, you shut up.
Chris.
No, we're not. Holy crap.
Hey, it sure makes me
This has to be the longest podcast ever. Kind of. We're 9 minutes in and only played one song. Normally I play like three by now.
Well, didn't you once say an online podcast is supposed to be made for talking?
Yeah, but that don't mean they can't play songs.
It's an illusion.
No, it's not.
So, moving on. Is this going to be added to CSM Media? Because it could really do with an update on music.
Yeah, sure.
Excellent.
Glenn's going to be on CSM Media. It's also going to be on...
By the way.
Any... Yeah, I know, I can make... That's it. From now on, Random Radio is distributed through Furry Media International. Woot.
No.
Well...
Added to CSM Media, it has to be.
It's going to be there as well.
Oh, good. I need help with a promotion, that's why I'm about to do this. Hi everyone, I'm Chris, the owner and operator of CSN Media Corp. Okay, so anyway, if you like weird cartoons and watching Sean almost eat himself alive, then just visit robomilk.zircane.net/CSN Media.
It is a .net.
Is it?
Yeah. Good. Yeah, and also you can't actually say that they have me eating myself, because that's false advertising.
Good point. Okay, we'll soon have Sean eating himself on it.
What?
Okay, Sean, I've got a knife and fork, yes. I'll eat it.
Yeah, but there's no video camera.
Forget we're showing you.
Chris, just shut up already, and we're going to play a song. Open music, library. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, yes. Oh, I know. Chris? Do you feel like playing Oh Pat?
Yes, that's brilliant.
Okay, if I can find it, wherever I put it, there it is. Who on... This is Oh Pat by Colchester Salad, which is a little bandy thing run by the deputy editor of the 13 Times, my magazine. Okay, so, almost there.
What a good song.
Yes, it is very good. Go!
What the fucking hell was that?
I'm late for bloody work at all there.
And that? Oh.
Fucking nosy old bastard in bag. I'm late for work. Fucking hell, fed up. I don't know.
Yeah, we really should have mentioned that there's explicit language in that.
That would have been for the best.
Yeah. Oh well, it's too late now. If you're not keen on explicit language, then please rewind your memory. Well, that was a good rewinding. Wait, what?
Yes, it was.
What? What just happened? What else is in the news? Oh yes, we got bird flu. Yay!
Oh, no.
What?
No.
Yeah, just because we've got deadly bird flu from Turkey or something.
Turkey, get it, Turkey,
it's
a good
joke. Oh lord, damn it. Why did you point that out when I didn't notice? How dare you make a joke more witty than what I can make?
Ah, oh, that's bitter.
Yes, it sounds like you have a bad case of evilitis.
Good, great. I best buy a new drink tomorrow.
Was ein kubanisch revolutionär Politiker und Guerillaführer.
So tired tonight. Oh yeah, I wonder if this is actually not. I am not actually at your place. I am actually about 30 miles away.
I think it's even more than that, because, you know, like, you drive along the motorway at 70 miles an hour and it still takes you, like, a good 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So I think it's probably more than 30 miles, Chris.
Yep, he's in Manchester, I'm in Lancashire.
Well, I'm near Manchester. Just south.
Yeah.
And Chris Chris is in Burnley, which is the... Oh, more specifically, Cliviger of Burnley, which is on the Lancashire-Yorkshire border.
Woo.
Not as Lancashire-Yorkshire border as Todmorden, but still.
And Sean's in Cheetham, which is Greater Manchester, as you already probably know.
Well, it's disputed. It could be Greater Manchester, Cheadle, or Stockport. Did I say Cheadle? I meant Cheshire.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Cheshire... Oh, for goodness sake, it's like counties.
Beep,
bop. So, ah. Hey, well, what I just found. Let me read this piece of paper I saw. First things first. Unpack all the items of special damage before you start. Check filter and electrical flux. If any item shows sign of damage, return to retailer with your proof of purchase. And this is for an inner white goldfish aquarium set.
Okay. Now tell me. What did the ancient Eskimos use to build their houses?
Rocks?
No, they used igloo. Dun dun.
Oh, that reminds me. I saw this real good Penguin joke.
Oh?
I opened up and said, well, what was it? It said, why do penguins eat fish? I don't know, why do penguins eat fish? I opened it up and instead of a stupid, bad punchline I've been able to come up with, it said, your mama.
Did it really say that?
Yeah, in a way, yes.
Oh. Oh, that's good. Do that. Oh. Ow. Ow, bugger. We will now go and warp into the past. Oh. I have a dream. A dream that one day a black man and white man can live together. That was a warp from the past.
Oh. My.
Beep.
Hey, what was a beeping all about? Well, you see, Grits, every single time Blessing becomes a conversation, it gets pointed out. Go on, try again. Okay, then, I will try again.
Beep.
See? I told you so. Oh, no. That's never good. Actually, it is good. Because... I forget. But anyway, Kit Kats. I also forget that too.
Well, Chris, it's time to sign off. Because we got to play one last song and then we go. Either that or we can talk for another 4 minutes.
Maybe one more song and talk for 4 minutes and one last song to sign.
One more track it is. What track shall it be? John Lester, maybe?
Japanese.
Japanese. Easy peasy Japanese. Actually, no, I've got something better.
What's that?
It's Rise Again by RX, who you can find at thepartyparty.com. Thumbs up. Oh, Lord.
Millions of God's children all over the world, I would remind you that in our own nation, there are about 40 million people who are poverty-stricken. I have seen them here and there. I've seen them in the ghettos of the north. I've seen them in the rural areas of the south. I've seen them in Appalachia. And I must confess that in some situations, I have literally found myself crying. I tell you, I saw hundreds of little black boys and black girls walking the streets with no shoes to wear. I saw their mothers and their fathers trying to carry on a little Head Start program, but they had no money. I said, how do you live? They say, well, we go around to the neighbors and ask them for a little something. When the berry season comes, we pick berries. When the rabbit season comes, we hunt and catch a few rabbits. And that's about it. Before I was a civil rights leader, I answered a call. When God speaks, who can but prophesy? I answered a call which left the Spirit of the Lord upon me and anointed me to preach the gospel. During the early days of my ministry, I decided then that I was going to tell the truth as God revealed it to me. No matter how many people disagreed with me, I decided that I was going to tell the truth. I think we in the churches have a continuing task. While we urge our government to disengage itself from a disgraceful war, we must continue to raise our voices and our lives. If our nation persists in its perverse ways, we must be prepared to match action with words by seeking out every creative means of protest possible. And there are those who are seeking to equate dissent with disloyalty. Something is happening and people are not going to be silent. These are revolutionary times. All over the globe, men are revolting against old systems of exploitation and oppression. And out of the wounds of a frail world, new systems of justice and equality are being born. The shirtless and barefoot people of the land are rising up as never before. People who sat in darkness have seen a great light. They are saying unconsciously, as we say in one of our freedom songs, they ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. It is a sad fact that because of comfort complacency, our proneness to...
That was Rise Again by RX. That is a cut-down version because we can't fit the full 10-minute thing on it. So if you want to listen to the full thing, go to thepartyparty.com. Now we are going to sign off at approximately 22 minutes. This is Tori Baliacci, who... Yes. And that is...
Chris Spence from CSN World. Woo.
Media.
Also known as CSN Media. Yeah, but I still want CSN World.
Yeah, this is Tori Baliacci, chairman of Furry Media International and editor of the 13 Times. Good night! Or good day. Or goodbye. Whatever time it is you're listening to this crap thing.